Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, March 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A mixed economic message from the Fed chairman triggered a broad sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 346 points, or 1.1%, to close at 30,924. The Nasdaq closed down 274 points, or 2.1%, and the S&P 500 was down 51 points, or 1.3%. 9 out of the 11 of the S&P 500 sectors finished in the red, and the yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note jumped to 1.547%, the highest closing level in a year. Stocks turned sharply lower after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told the Wall Street Journal's Job Summit this afternoon that while the Fed plans to keep interest rates low for the foreseeable future, the economy is far from reaching full employment. Here's our markets reporter, Akani Otani.
Now, I think what longer-term investors are having to deal with here is questioning whether they fundamentally sort of mispriced their growth and inflation expectations, because what we're seeing is that the priciest parts of the market and the parts of the market that have run up the most in recent years, technology stocks being a big category there, are coming under the most pressure.
Among big-name tech stocks that fell today, Tesla was down nearly 5%, and Apple shares lost 1.5%. And drug maker Novartis will help manufacture a COVID-19 vaccine that Germany's CureVac is developing. The two-dose vaccine is currently in late-stage testing, and the results are expected in as early as next month. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.